This recording is hypnotic in nature, and you should not listen to it in a moving vehicle or other times when you need to maintain an awakened consciousness. If you are listening to this, then you have already accomplished something extraordinary, for you have chosen your health, your mind, and body to be a priority in your life. Taking moments like this, giving yourself the gift of relaxation, will help you feel more relaxed and focused and intentional in your life. Now find a comfortable and quiet place to sit or lie down, free from distractions. As you adjust yourself, notice that your breathing begins to become more relaxed and heavier, and your body settles even more. If you close your eyes, as many often do when we relax, allow them to open, or imagine them to be open. And as your head begins resting comfortably, find a faraway spot on the ceiling or across the room and focus on it. Notice the details of this spot, texture, color, anything unusual or usual about it. As you continue to stare at that spot, take a nice, big, deep breath in the count of three and hold it. 1, 2, 3. Still staring at the spot, feeling the air expand in your chest, now release the breath slowly, as if letting the air out of a small balloon of air. Notice how your body is already feeling more calm. Now with your eyes open, truly focus as hard as you can on that spot. As you breathe in again from the bottom of your abdomen, the belly, into the chest and holding it. 2, 3, holding it. Now, allow the eyes to close at the rate you're most comfortable as you release the breath slowly to the count of 6, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Good. The body is loosening with each breath out, as if the physical thought of tension can dissipate into the air, sky, and space and beyond. Again, breathe in, remembering that spot on the ceiling across the room, noticing your entire body relaxing and tensing simultaneously with the breath, drawing in from the bottom of your torso all the way up to the top of your head. 2, 3. Noticing the harder you try to focus on that spot, the more blurry it seems to appear. As it begins to blur even further, release the breath, allowing the eyes to close even further, feeling heavier and heavier, as if they are curtains being closed with the heaviest of strings, pulling them down, 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 comfortably closed. You might begin to notice a floating sensation. As your breathing increases, the intervals between breath in and breath out, allowing your body to regulate its breath on its own, no longer with your need to focus on the breathing deeply in and out. Pay no attention to any outside sounds except my voice, for these sounds are everyday sounds of life and cannot distract or disturb you, but instead can have a tendency to allow you to relax, allowing you to go even deeper into this deep, heavy calm. Now imagine, picture or pretend a beautiful orb of light glowing softly, calmly. Feel the rays gently fall upon your face, as if moisturizing you with each drop of light. and your body continues to physically relax even further. As you remain completely relaxed, imagine all the tension in your head and your forehead and eyes just melting away, allowing this light to surround your mind and your body, relaxing it very comfortably. As it continues to gently fall upon your face, the light continues to massage every muscle, releasing all the negative tension as it continues down to your jaw, noticing that it relaxes even further. Any tension in your jaw now goes away further and further, even deeper now, noticing your shoulders becoming more and more relaxed, tension lifting, drifting away as the beautiful orb of light shoots it straight to space and blows it far, far away, where it can no longer be felt, allowing you to go even deeper and more relaxed as it goes down around your arms, continuing down to your forearms, your wrists, feeling very limp and loose and comfortably relaxed. As it reaches your fingers on your hand, you'll feel any bit of tension and negative thoughts shooting out from each finger like sparklers far, far away. And the relaxation, the beautiful orb continues going down your waist, connecting you from the light above to the wonderful power of the earth below. Noticing your entire torso, your thighs, knees, and calves are becoming so comfortably numb. Letting the sensation of relaxation going down, down, down. And as your body begins to transcend along the ethereal plane, imagine, picture, or pretend a beautiful staircase, a staircase of your choosing, shimmering, glistening with strong, sturdy railings. You'll notice there are 20 steps, gentle steps. They're going to lead you down, 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 to a very wonderful place. A place that will go deeper into your subconscious mind, to your subconscious mind, closer with each step. And at the first 20th step, you're going to breathe in on the even numbers and out on the odd. Now take that first step down from 20, breathing in with the left foot going down 19, 18, 17, 16, breathing in and out, and 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. Breaths become even deeper, now more relaxed with each step. Halfway down to the depths of your subconscious mind at 9, 8. Noticing around you that you are going deeper into a very wonderful place, where the staircase is becoming shining brighter and brighter at 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are now entering a plane of your subconscious mind. Allow yourself now simply drift. Shift to this wonderful world of calming sensations, a place you know very well, a place you have visited before. And in front of you, notice a room, prominent yet simple, with something written atop the doorsill. You try to read it. The words aren't clear yet. The curiosity draws you towards it. And with 5 short, long steps ahead, you begin your descent. Each step glows brilliantly with a different color as your feet make contact on 5, 4, 3, almost there at 2, 1. You're now at the door. Atop the door sill it reads, "Your control room of windows." Go ahead and open the door. The door that opens up to your subconscious mind, where you have complete control over that which you feel necessary to have control over. As you enter the room, you notice it's exactly the kind of room that feels very safe, very secure. And you'll notice a control panel that contains many kinds of buttons and levers. You may wonder what each one does. As you approach the panel, three windows appear around you with their curtains drawn. One window is to the left of you. The second window is in front of you. The third window is to the right of you. So look down now at your control panel and find the correct lever to open the first window to the left of you. Hold that lever now. And as the curtain rises through the window reveals a beautiful beach. The water glistens with light shades of blue, like the kind of water you see in Maui or Tahiti or Fiji. With a gentle little water coming in and out, the trickle of the waves barely touching, temperature outside is exactly the right temperature for you, allowing your feet to simply move along the sand, be among the beautiful atmosphere. And isn't it wonderful to be exactly where you want to be? And as the waves of the little water trickling across your toes brings in positive energy, nourishing your soul. As the water rescends away, takes with it all negative feelings, negative thoughts, negative patterns that no longer serve you, and blast it out to the sea, far, far away, never to be seen or felt again. As the little wave comes back in, brings in positivity, clarity, comfort, nourishment again, just the way you need life to fill you and connect you. Any demands that feel placed upon you, that you no longer need to have felt anymore, let them be brought out by the water back to the sea, far, far away. So far can never be seen or heard or felt again. As it's replaced with the idea of acceptance, knowing that the words of expectancy of you is dragged away, far out, out away. You'll remember that there is a second window and a third window in that control room. So go ahead and enter that room again and find the right lever on the touchpad to pull down to open the window in front of you. And as that curtain rises, before you, you see a wonderful, extraordinary forest teeming with life. Rich colors of green glistening with sturdy oaks, redwood trees, sequoias simply bursting into the sky. As you feel the vastness and the strength and the amazing life surrounding you. And as you look at these sturdy, wonderful trees, giving so much light and life, as the sun filters in gently through the top of the leaves, the wind blows them back and forth, ever so gently. And you may notice that as you look down, you'll see some smaller trees, some saplings, just starting their new life, their new adventure, working to become tall as the mighty, mighty trees that they will become one day in this forest as far as the eye could see, fill with light. It brings you in, and as you enter your way through, notice there's so much opportunity to be a part of life, so many opportunities to share your story, for they are here to listen, to hear the mighty tree's story, for you to listen in this wonderful forest of life. Plant foliage surrounding you, perhaps other life that you may have not recognized before, yet they are here now with you also. As if you are the center of attention, the little saplings are accepting of who you are because you have so much to give, and you'll give out as much as you feel necessary because it's what you like to give on your terms. Because this forest is already thriving, and you are simply adding to it, breathing it in, the life force within and around. And as you take notice of just how extraordinary it feels to see how these different elements of life represent the opportunities in your life out there waiting to be seen, waiting to be discovered, to be known. And it begins to dawn on you that your education, expertise, and experience knows exactly how to organize your thoughts, your mind. For while they are the teachers, you are the student. And the student becomes a teacher. And then you remember that in your control room, there is a third window. And as curiosity exists, being the human being you are, go back to the control room, to that control panel, and find the lever that pulls down the third window to your right. And as you pull it down, the curtain draws and reveals extraordinary, beautiful mountain peaks reaching to the sky, majestic, glistening, powerful. You recognize these mountains as something you've seen before. They are the goals you have accomplished, the missions you set out to achieve. As you look down, you realize you are now on a trail among the peaks, the extraordinary feats, the peaks you have already accomplished and climbed before. And as you look ahead, there are more peaks and valleys to climb up. And while you think about your next set of goals and whatever motivation you feel you need, you know the right one for you. For achieving these new heights is actually quite simple, because when you look behind you, you see all the peaks you've reached before, and that this trail seems not nearly as tall as it appeared to be to climb these peaks. So now, think about what your goals are, what you want to accomplish next, your purpose, your desire. Feel the power of accomplishment. Just as these beautiful, majestic mountains have burst through the ground eons ago, take them with you and match the energy that lies deep within you, that's easily accessible now. You are a powerful person, caring, loving, wonderful in every way. And lock in this feeling right here, right now, knowing the extraordinary feeling it means to achieve and to continue achieving. And bring yourself back now to the control room, remembering all the lessons you learned here today into your subconscious mind. And allow yourself to be thankful to your subconscious mind for keeping it safe and yourself safe all these years. Remember the purpose of the beach and window one, the cleansing and the replenishing. Remember the purpose of window two, the invigorating of life and its opportunities ahead. Remembering the purpose of window three, the accomplishment and the goals you set out to achieve and shall do so again. And now it is time to leave your control room. And as we exit the room and close the door, we close down the door to your subconscious mind to block any negativity to enter it, and for you to only allow the positivity that helps you in your life moving forward. The lessons you remember here today are lessons you've already known that will come with you and continue with you always. And as I count you back up now, from 1 to 5, when you reach 5, you will be completely alert, refreshed, and awakened, feeling powerful and ready to continue your day or start anew. 1, 2, 3, coming back now. 4 is eyes fluttering. 5, eyes open wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open wide awake. Wide awake.